All right, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and J. Anthony Skip. Brown. I'm sorry, Skip. And I know your voice. I know your voice, Skip. Good morning. So Jane Elliott has been fighting racism since the day after the death of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. She is famously known for the blue eye, black eye experiment with her third grade class back in the late 1960s based on the color of their eyes. Now, for those who don't know about this, she divided students into two groups, the oppressed and the oppressors, so that the all white class could understand what it was like to be black in the United States. Now, Skip, Jane has been conducting that experiment with people of all ages for years and giving speeches in an effort to teach lessons about racism. This morning, I'm going inside her story with Jane Elliott to get her thoughts on the state of race in the United States today. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning.
So we've seen two African-American men shot and killed by police this week. What would you say to people who believe and speak out and say that these killings are not rooted in racism?
It's another symbol of our ignorance. Of course they're rooted in racism. Everything in this country is in some way connected to racism because of our extreme ignorance. We're absolutely convinced in this country and all over the world that there are three or four different races, but in fact there's only one. And those young men who were killed are members of my family and your family. And we've got to stop thinking of this as race and start thinking of it as color groups and people who are members of the same race that you and I are, which is the human race. We've got to get over this idea that was planted in our heads in our country 500 years ago, which is a flat-out lie. People need to read the book, The Myth of Race, by Robert Wald Sussman, and then they'll realize how badly they have been misled and are still being misled to think that there is more than one race on the face of the earth.
And you've been trying to educate people about this for years. This week, because of these shootings, there's a very popular video of you that's been recirculating on social media. In it, you're in front of an audience of white people, and you're asking them a crucial question. Can you tell this audience what you asked them, that question that you asked them?
I simply say to that audience, well, every white person in this room, a person who considers himself white, who would like to spend the rest of his or her life being treated the way we in this country, generally speaking, treat people of color, please stand. If you want that for the rest of your life, please stand. And then I wait, and nobody stands.
And
then
I didn't
understand the question. Let me tell you again, and I repeat it, and nobody stands. And it gets deathly silent. People look, turn their heads slightly to look one another, and to see whether anyone else is standing. Nobody's standing, because we all know what's happening. But we want to pretend it isn't happening, or that we aren't aware of it, or that we aren't responsible for it. Every one of us is responsible for what is happening, has been happening to people of color in this country for 500 years. The only thing
What kind of reaction did you get from the audience?
I'm sorry, go on.
What kind of reaction over the years have you gotten from a predominantly white audience when you do that experiment?
Number one, it is an experiment. I don't experiment with children. When you experiment with people, you're trying to learn something from their reactions. I didn't do an experiment. It would be unethical. I did an exercise. I did lots of exercises in my classroom. Mostly the reaction from white people who go through the exercise is, oh, my God, I never realized. I'm sorry.
Jane? Did we lose her?
I think so.
Okay. Hopefully we can get her back. But, she's been doing this for years, Skip. And is she back?
We're trying to get her.
Okay. Well, she's been doing this for years. And this week, the reason why I wanted to have her on Inside Her Story is because everyone has been posting that particular incident I was talking about. It's part of a documentary called Blue Eyed, where she is, in front of that audience, and she asked that question. And the reaction is, as she said, no one stands up to say that they want to be treated like black people have been treated in this country.
Until she does that exercise, why do you think white people seem to have that reaction? Oh, my God, I didn't know. Is it the first time they say it and it makes them realize it? Or what is it? I don't know.
And that's what I'd love to ask her about, because in researching her coming here, one thing that I really want to ask her about is the success of Donald Trump, because she believes that that's rooted in racism. She talks about how he, not he, but how people who feel the way that they do about they feel like they're better than people of color in this country, and they feel like Donald Trump is the candidate for them. And she also talks, interestingly enough, about how abortion, she believes, is rooted in racism, because she believes it's an effort to, you know, because too many white babies are being aborted.
And oftentimes, don't you see, Jackie, it's fear and ignorance.
It's fear and ignorance, and that's what she talks about. It's amazing. And she has dealt with a lot of hatred over the years because she, of course, is a white woman, and a lot of white people hate her for teaching and doing the exercises that she does. She has made it her life work to try to change, you know, people, the hatred in people's hearts. You know, she's made
it her
life work.
And we see how difficult that's been over 60 years of trying to do that. Just imagine
it really has been. And she's, you know, she's a tough woman. She is very tough. And, you know, she even talks about how, you know, it's a lie for churches to have a white image of Jesus, you know, up. Because she talks about how the Bible describes what Jesus Christ looks like. Mm-hmm. And she says it's a lie to have a white
no
man.
No way he's white and all that heat. I'm with you on
that. You know, it's interesting the response that we're getting, Jackie. One person texted in and said that I love her exercises. I'm an educator and I show it to my students. And the other person says, you didn't lose her. The segment got shut down. It's like,
oh, boy.
But
by the man.
It's just really interesting how people respond to this.
It really is. But if you go to her website, speaking of educators, JaneElliott.com, you can download the exercise that she did with her students for your and she instructs you on how to do it on not only students, but various groups. I mean, through the years, you know, it started out with just, you know, this group of white boys that she did in her classroom back in Iowa in 1968. She did it the day after Dr. King was shot. Mm-hmm. But she's gone on to do it for adults, mixed races, and you can see a lot of that on the internet,
that
on YouTube. Her work is powerful.
Yeah.
And she did say that she has been able to change people's minds. She said there was this, she told a story of a 20-year-old young man who came up to her after a white man who said he never realized that his thinking was so wrong until he sat and listened to her. And her own father, she said years ago, saw the documentary based on what she did in the classroom. Mm-hmm. And she said his eyes were filled with tears because he wished that someone had taught him that when he was 9 years old.
Isn't it amazing how sometimes you think things are so common and everybody knows it, but it's not that common after all?
And she's really taking this around the world. And
yes, if you go to her website, she gives speeches all the time, so you can probably
nobody
catch her
black,
locally.
Absolutely right.
Well, thank you, Jackie Reed. And then wake up.
Yeah, I'm sorry we lost her, guys.
Weekend.
She's amazing.
But it's JaneElliott.com.
JaneElliott.com, yes.
All right. Thank you, hon.